Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go.
Tim Lammers joined Steve and Dan once again from directconversations.com. He had a chance to see the much anticipated Clint Eastwood directed movie, Jersey Boys.
You want to hear the real story? I'm the one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Wasn't for me, we all would have wound up with a bullet in our head.
Friends like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm going to be as big as Sinatra.
Wow, so basically Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was based on a Tony Award-winning stage play, actually, from 2006. The great thing that Clint Eastwood did here was he cast, you know, the people that were good for the part. I mean, he didn't go with the Zac Efron as Frankie Valli, right? He went with John Lloyd Young, who won the Tony for playing Frankie Valli. So you got great singers. These guys sound exactly like the Four Seasons. But it's not really a story just about the music. It's a story about the brotherhood between these four guys in Jersey as they formed the group. And there was a lot of troubles there. There were mob connections. These guys were in and out of jail. Really interesting backstory of the Four Seasons.
You know, when I actually did see the play version of this, the musical version of this, and it really, there was so much about the formation of that group that I just had, you know, I knew some of the songs. I had no idea. Like you said, there's mob ties.
They were street corner singers, you know.
Exactly. Well, in the movie poster, I mean, the movie poster shows those guys under a streetlight, and they do reference the fact that that's how they started out. But, you know, it's fascinating. When you think of the Four Seasons, obviously you think of Frankie Valli, maybe Bob Gaudio, because he wrote the songs along with Bob Crewe, who is a producer. But you get to know guys like Tommy DeVito, who is the muscle of the group. You know, Nick Massey was the bassist, the vocal arranger. So, you know, it really gives a fair shake to all the guys in the group. I just thought it was fascinating. My only concern is that, look, I'm pushing 50. I grew up with the music of the Four Seasons. Is this thing going to connect with audiences? Are they going to say, oh, this is a period music picture and we're not interested?
Yeah, I wonder,
too. I
really
hope not.
Because you think about the music, for baby boomers, yes. But for, you know, the millennial generation, my daughter, you know, in the dating crowd, is this going to interest them?
Well, you know, maybe because my kids grew up with the music around them, they're interested in seeing it. I'm talking about my 21 and 19-year-old, especially my 19-year-old girl who's into musicals. So, you know, obviously that's a rare deal going on there, you know? Your average 19-year-old who loves to cry at movies like The Fault in Our Stars, are they going to want to see this thing? I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the box office this weekend.
What is this rated?
It's rated R. I mean, you can't take the jersey out of Jersey Boys because these boys use the F-bomb like there's no tomorrow, man.
Wow, wow.
But, you know, I'm glad that they did that. I mean, you got a guy like Clint Eastwood directing it. I mean, nobody's going to mess with him. He's got the clout to cast the right actors in the piece. You know, you're not going to get these Hollywood types. You're going to get, you know, real singers. Three of the four guys, including John Lloyd Young, you know, actually participated in the production of the thing. But, you know, they do got Christopher Walken.
I was going to say, what is he like? Because he is such a unique animal in the acting world.
Oh, he's so wonderful. I mean, my God. The only thing, I was waiting for him to say more cowbell.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
I was just going to get to that because if you've got Christopher Walken in it, you got to have, we need more cowbell.
I like this song, Sherry, but you need more cowbell. No,
so,
we didn't get that, unfortunately.
Overall,
but, you
though,
know, you do get the F-bombs, and you get he's a great mob boss in this thing. And, and again, one of those interesting things is, like, who knew?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story.
All right, we will check it out. It's Jersey Boys in theaters now. Tim Lammers from directconversations.com. Thank you, Tim.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.